Welcome to Paradigm Shifters, and we have a paradigm shifter that's going to give you and I some work to do. We have an inventor with us, someone who has studied and made big steps and possibility in healing work through tools, vibrational tools, and I'll let you talk more. Brian David Anderson, I want you to talk more about what the exact tools are, but how you handle water and how you purify water is absolutely amazing. And so that's one of the tools I want us to get into. So welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Good to be here.
It's really good to talk to you. And I love, you talk about, what is it called? Tri-Vortex, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And some of your tools, people should look it up online so you get an actual picture of it. But some of your tools, like the big disc, I feel like I want to get one right off the bat and see what it does. So tell people about your subtle energy tools, where the brainstorming came from, where's your brainchild born from, mm-hmm. and how long you've been at this.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been at it since 1988 and came out with first products around 1992.
Okay.
And so basically, you know, now almost 23, 24 years of research and development and testing, and lots of people out there have been using the various items that I've developed over the years. I believe that I have not found any cutting edge, what's called subtle energy devices or items that quite equally match that of the Tri-Vortex items.
Okay. And these are your brainchildren.
Yeah, the most basically it's the core of all of this is I developed a treatment chamber, and it works with a computer and amplifiers, and it's a big tube. You can see a picture of it on trivortex.com. That's TriVortex.com.
Okay.
And anything that goes into this chamber for 24 hours then comes out with all these very unique frequencies that have been embedded into it. And then when any type of liquid or solid comes near any of the items being treated that have been in the chamber, then they go into sympathetic resonance with the high organized state of these frequencies.
So tell me what the chamber is made of. I mean, is it like, what is it? Is it big?
It's a big plastic tube.
Okay.
And it has domes on the on each side of it.
Okay.
And on each side, there's antennas, and there's also graphics. And so there's a very unique type of treatment field that is captured inside of this treatment chamber.
So you get to measure it and actually see it on spectroscope?
Yes and no. Yeah, we can actually see it, the frequencies and that type of thing, yes. And it's all in the way that you manufacture. How this also occurred is I discovered a chemistry book dated in 1901 for doctors, dentists, and nurses.
Oh, wow.
And inside of there, it was a traditional book, but they had taken the table of elements and put them on a spiral instead of a square. And then there were 20 radio lines that were going out every 18 degrees. And every time that a line crossed the spiral, they put a chemical element. And in 1901, most of the chemical elements, or not most of them, but many of them were not discovered. And so I looked at the spiral table, and then as far as I know, I'm the first person to ever finish off the table and actually put them in their right positions and everything. Mm-hmm. And with that, everything turned into harmonics, and that's the basis of Tri-Vortex, is I then found a harmonic table that is built inside of this spiral with all the chemical elements. So each chemical element has a specific frequency. Those frequencies then
are like the golden mean, right?
It's an equilateral spiral because it's not really golden mean.
Okay.
It's more of equilateral.
Okay.
And again, that spiral is up on the Tri-Vortex website. All the research that I've done, most of the research that I've done over the years is up there.
Are you a scientist?
I'm a journalist by training.
Oh, really?
I went to University of Missouri School of Journalism and majored in photojournalism.
Oh, wow.
I was a writer, photographer. I did underwater television productions.
Wow.
And in 1988, I then pulled out of all the communications and went strictly all into what alternative science. There was two things coming up was room temperature superconductors. That was coming along. I got really fascinated by that. And then there was some inventors that came along with some additives that you put into water, and it changed the surface tension of the water. But it was so expensive, and I wanted then to come up with some sort of way that you could structure water that would be a one-time type of item. It would be very inexpensive.
But hold on a sec. When it changes the surface tension, does that make it more absorbable so we
yes.
would hydrate
so,
better?
Yeah, okay. So a little soluble, absorbable, et cetera. Our whole thing is our bodies are like Ferraris.
Mm.
That's and we don't really we have not really been told that by modern science or even traditional science or even ancient science. We are a very highly tuned type of biological entity, and our the liquids that flow inside of us are at a really certain and very specific type of way. I thought I'd just unplug that. Guess I did not.
I'm glad it was you, not me.
Yeah, really.
I get to blame you there,
yeah,
Brian.
Well, I thought I unplugged it.
It's
anyway,
okay.
So
it's then, all right. That happens.
Our bodies are at this very, very high type of level, and it's no different than that of a racing machine. Now, who in their right mind would take some sort of a high performance engine and put regular gasoline into it?
Really?
It would be high octane requiring automobile requires that. But we are Ferraris. We're these really high racing engines. We're the top of the shelf when it comes to biological entities.
Hmm.
And we have a very high and very coherent type of molecular structure. And anything that we put into our bodies that is anything lower than that, it's no different than if you were to put regular gasoline into a high-performance speed car. So,
So that's kind of what the problem is with the junk food that we've been using, huh?
Yeah, and when it's also the junk water. So basically, junk liquids. So I'm really more into the liquids more than anything else, is because that's our bodies are 90% water.
Right
and,
on. Mm-hmm.
And so what we put in there, we're mobile bags of water.
Hmm.
And so what we put into there is also going to reflect how we feel, how we perform, et cetera.
Hmm.
And so we need to have a high coherency. We need to have a high organization. When you take any type of liquid and you put it into your mouth, and that's what's beautiful thing about us also is we have a way of testing it. And that is if there is an afterbite to anything that we drink, that is an indication that our body is telling us that we're having problems now assimilating. That tart taste is saying, wait a minute, I got to change this molecular structure. And the problem being is after the age of 25, most of us lose that ability to change and to...
We lose our taste buds?
No, we lose the ability to change the water, to literally change the... We keep our taste buds, but the actual ability then for the body to convert that molecular chaos that's in the liquid. We have these various type of enzymes and things like that in the digestive system by the age of 25, and especially, it used to be 40, now it's 25 because of our poor diets.
Mm.
Then now that's pretty much been lowered. And so, and especially anybody over the age of 40, we have lost the ability to take some sort of tap water, drink it, and then our body will be able to organize it. So what you want then is to have that water, no matter what age, really for the maximum performance, though.
Is it just toxicity, Brian?
Not toxicity. It's literally the molecular structure. The best way I like to analyze that is if you had a pool table and then somebody hit the balls and they all scattered everywhere, and then somebody said, okay, now take all of those balls and move them all coherently around the table at the same time. You can't do that. But once you put them in the rack...
Mm-hmm.
Then you can move them anywhere around the table. So basically that's what's happening at the molecular level, is that all of our light particles inside of the molecule are just scattered. And what this does is then to put them all in a coherent, tight type of manner, moving in a very specific type of pattern. And then that allows then other absorption, that allows high energy for the cell. It's just a syndrome. So when you're in that other syndrome where everything is all chaos, then basically your life can be chaos.
So do we need clustered water? Is that what we need?
Well, it's not clustered. It's more, I don't like to use the word cluster. I like to use just say coherently, molecularly coherent, is that basically everything is all organized. Cluster means that you take molecules and put them together. I'm going even deeper than that and saying the light particles within the molecule need to be organized.
Oh, okay.
And that makes sense. So that's where Trivortex puts all of its emphasis, and where I put all the emphasis is how can we then bring that organization. In the late 1990s, traditional scientists discovered that every human, animal, and biological life form has a phosphorus-based sheath that envelops every cell. And these people should have been given a Nobel Prize. They've been shoved off to the back because they think that the drug companies know what this means, is that when you have a phosphorus sheath, phosphorus then only allows light particles through. So when a nutrient comes and it's near the cell, it only pulls off the light particles. And those light particles then flow through the phosphorus sheath. And what's amazing then is that those light particles are reorganized into other chemical elements in the cell. So basically, we're like have this dual life. We have the life outside of our cells, and we have the life inside of our cells. And the phosphorus sheath acts as this gateway, pulling out the toxins from the cell, and then also bringing in the nutrients that it needs. So the key thing is that the liquids we drink will have the most easiest and the most coherent pattern through that phosphorus sheath.
I think for a lot of the people listening, they wouldn't know where to start with the phosphorus sheath.
First, the place you start is just some really good, clean type of water. Okay. And I have a booklet that I wrote. It's up on the Trivortex website.
That's amazing, this book is.
Mm. Yeah, so basically it's a 45-minute read, and I try to make it as non-scientific terms as possible. Mm-hmm. And to state my case, is that I believe the best water that we drink, can drink, is distilled water. The problem being with distilled water, though, is if you do not structure it, it becomes then the very worst. So distilled water is...
Because it draws minerals and such out of your... leaches things, doesn't it?
And the reason being is because that molecular chaos in the molecule itself, in the distilled molecule, is like a newborn baby, and it's looking for structure, so it pulls the minerals and vitamins out of the body to get structure. But if the liquid is already structured, then no problem. Total hydration takes place. Remember now, our planet is nothing but a huge distiller.
Really?
Yeah. So basically what gets pulled up into the atmosphere is from our oceans and from our lakes. It gets pulled up into the upper atmosphere, and then it's a vapor, and then it condenses, and then it drops back down to the earth. Well, that's how a distiller works, is that basically you heat the water, and then you...
It evaporates into steam or...
Yes, into a vapor, okay. And then it recondenses. And as it does that, it then leaves all the contaminants behind. That's what vaporization and distillation is all about, is that you leave all your contaminants. Contaminants mean anything except hydrogen and oxygen.
Okay.
Anything else is considered a contaminant. And so basically the human distillers don't really do even what the sky does and what our atmosphere does, because it really makes a pure molecule because it's low temperature and we have to do ours with heat. So we do get some contamination in our distilled water. But remember now, our planet is nothing but a huge distiller.
Yeah, I've never heard it put that way, but that helps me kind of comprehend something here.
Yeah, so basically then when that distilled water drop falls on the leaves and falls on and literally also into the ground, and then as a pure state and hitting those roots, that's what any farmer will tell you. They much prefer rainwater over any type of irrigation water, because that irrigation water is molecular chaos. It's dead, and what comes from the sky is alive and molecularly structured. And that's what we want also now. We have the beautiful thing where we now have these distillers, but what you have to do then is when that drips out of the distiller, if that drip comes onto a car hood, what happens then is it beads up and off the distiller. that raindrop that comes from the sky hits your car hood and it holds together. It's because it has a good surface tension. It can hold itself together. Mm-hmm. And at that, now the distiller.
So it's coherent?
It's coherent. And then when it comes off a distiller, it beads up and breaks apart. Oh. Now, the technology that I have now developed it now allows that you can now bring that structure into the distilled water with no problem. So that is also, you know, a very inexpensive way of doing it is now, and that's what the treatment chamber is all about, is that we now bring coherency, we bring this sympathetic resonance, we bring these special frequencies so that when these frequencies are coming close to any type of liquid via any type of product, and the most simplest one that I put out is what's called the Trivortex disc. It's a 3-inch disc.
I'm really interested in that, yes.
And so basically then any type of liquid that comes near that, it goes in sympathetic resonance, which now then put all of those molecules and everything all in the right spin.
Hmm.
I mean, or the correct spin.
So they is empathic, are they?
Well, it's more than empathic. I mean, literally, it's putting it in a left turn type of spin.
Okay.
So so basically, again, it's a very simple type of way of doing things, and non-chemically, safe for the environment. And when you really look at the price, the one little disc costs you $75 and will last for 10 years.
Wow.
So it's, and then, but the disc does more than just water. And also the disc will do any type of liquid. One of the great ways proving that disc works is to do it with juices and wine.
Okay.
It does a great thing with wine. And basically you can, any type of juice, any type of wine. Up on the Trivortex website, there is a protocol that you can follow. And it also comes with the instructions on the disc itself. And to literally compare of a wine that has been treated and another wine that's been untreated. And there are two different types of things. And it usually only takes about 1 or 2 minutes. And the wine that goes on top of the disc is totally a different type of smell and taste.
Even though it's the same wine in both cases, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we've actually done it with where these real highfalutin wine tasters, and we give them the same wine, and we say, well, we tell them, hey, these are actually two different wines.
Mm-hmm.
And but then when they find out it was actually the same wine but treated, they go into this cognitive dissonance, or they just basically are shocked because, again, it does that much of a taste change. But the key thing is also is that there is now a better absorption of that wine. And also, if
that means people get tittled faster?
No, not really. It's all about the same. But the key thing is that my recommendation always for every 2 glasses of wine that you drink,
okay,
you drink 1 glass of changed water.
Now, wow.
I always prefer distilled, but any type of water that's also been treated to the disc. And then it's amazing that any type of hangover or that kind of feeling, that kind of low feeling you have the next morning, totally isn't there at all.
Okay, so here's another question I have. In your wonderful booklet, it was talking about pain relief, and I'm going, well, what do you do? If we are water, essentially, do we put those discs up against our body where we have pain? Do we, stick them in our undershirt?
Yeah, we're following the same type of logic here, is that if molecular structure is also not absorbable, then also a liquid that is in a type of chaos and molecular chaos will then also cause pain. So pain is related to molecular chaos. And when you bring molecular structure to the area, then basically you are also providing pain relief. So
you put the disc. Disc up against it. Do you?
Yeah. So basically, any type of pain, you can try it out on. It depends on what the extent is, what its root is, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And one lady, it was a friend of my mother's, she was having a operation on her ovary, and it was a done by a robot, and the robot then took part of her muscle structure and attached it to her rib as part of the healing. And so after she came out of surgery, they said, no, you're going to have a lot of pain on this. And they gave her the highest doses of Vicodin. And they said, go fill this out, prescription out. Well, she had already been using the disc. And so she said, as an experiment, what she did, she put the disc on the area that was supposed to have the pain immediately after surgery. And she never had any pain whatsoever. She did not fill the prescription.
Wow. So good for her.
Yeah, that's just one. That is one of many, 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 many.
Well, what about reversing something like cancer? Because I know you're not allowed to say this. I'm not saying diagnose, but I'm saying, can it make the coherency of those cells? Can it improve the coherency of those cells? And
obviously, so it would be any part of regime of a natural type of regime would help to reverse the condition. One of the things also too is, again, obviously, is any type of pain that would be associated with any type of disease would also then, especially that would where the disc really does shine is in the pain area. Mm-hmm. But when worked with other types of natural types of ways of doing any type of disease reversal, then the disc is a great tool to have.
Wow, I just think I get really excited. So it seems to me that if you put it up against a fluctuating thyroid or something, you should be able to get some coherency going in organic, things that are in dismay, if you will, get them back into happiness. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I am now 63. I played full court basketball until I was 62.
Okay.
And what I would do is I take the disc, and after I play, I'd throw it in the bathtub, fill up the bathtub, put about anywhere between a pinch to a cup of salt. That's what you can do. And any type of salt doesn't matter. Throw it in there. Dead Sea salt probably is the best, but you put that in there. And then I would soak for 20, 30 minutes in the water. And even still being the inventor, I would come out of that water and I was still amazed because all of the pain and the soreness after playing 5 or 6 games of full court basketball, normally for most guys, I mean, that especially at the older age, you really have all of that acid and you have all that, the really yucky type of feeling in the legs.
Yeah, and inflammation stuff, yeah.
And it's totally gone.
Nothing. Wow.
Yeah, I'm ready to play the next day. So,
and you only use one disc? One disc in the tub?
One disc. So.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
And then multiple discs are also good. Say, like, if you have a knee injury, you would put one side on one disc on one thing and then one disc on the other side of the knee and then wrap it in a ACE wrap or something like that over the joint. So there are many things that you can do with it. You also can put it on your wash machine and reduce your clothes soap, because all clothes soap does is organize the water.
Huh.
That's all soap does, is simply organize the water so it can soak into the clothes. So a normal wash without, lots of stains, but just your normal soil wash, you can reduce it down to 1/3 of a cup. So unless whatever it calls for, then you can reduce it down to 1/3. So if it's one cup you were going to put in, you could put in 1/3 of a cup and still get the same type of, and just simply put the disc on the wash machine itself. Because the metal picks up the energy of the disc and transfers it all around the wash machine.
Wow.
So there's also another thing you could do is have a person stand up. They don't know anything about the disc. Have them lock their knees and touch their toes or attempt to do it.
Okay.
No matter if you're a couch potato or a yoga instructor, everybody has a catch point. So it's either in the hamstrings or the knee or that's the back or something. And then have them go down and then immediately come back up. And then they know where their catch point is. Have them sit back down, put the disc on the spine first for about a minute. Then put the disc on that area that had that catch point, whether it be the hamstrings or the back or whatever it might be. Put it there for 3 or 4 minutes. Then have the person stand up again and lock their knees and touch their toes. And I've had instances now where persons within a few minutes have increased 6 inches. Where they can only go to their knees, they can now go to their ankles. And also then the catch point is very much relieved. It's almost sometimes not there or very much didn't have the soreness and the intensity that it did in the past. So that's one great way also of proving that there actually is something in the disc. I had somebody call me up the other day, well, not the other day, it was actually last year, unbeknownst to me, and he was a welder. And so he took the disc and it was added it to, it was an electrical welder, and so it was the clamp and what's called the little rod, and so he clamped the rod and the disc all together and then did his welding, and he took pictures and he showed one weld without the disc and the next weld with the disc.
Wow, what happened?
It was amazing. The pictures are up on the website.
Great.
And it's amazing the difference. And he said the tensile strength of the two of them were totally radically different. The one with the Tri-Vortex was much stronger and much firmer. And so, again, that's just, you know, they're, one of the good things about this is experimenting. I have distributors all over the world, and from Australia to South Africa, and each one of them also, what really convinced them to do it was they did a flower test. And this is something anybody can do, is again, you go get your distilled water, make sure it's distilled. It is not ionized, but distilled water. And so you then get a gallon of your distilled water, make sure that it's not anywhere near the disc. You put it in two glasses, then take one of the glasses and put it on top of the disc, and then take one rose, a cut rose from the same bunch, and put one rose into, or any flower, it doesn't matter. Roses are really good, though, but put one rose into the unchanged and one into the other, to the treated. Make sure they're good, like at least 3 or 4 feet apart, and then just watch them. Just let them go, and keep the disc underneath, and let it go. And so basically what's going to happen is that distilled water, unchanged, is going to kill off the flower in 2 or 3 days. The other one that's been changed will now go out and go for 16, 17, 18 days with a huge bloom. Now, if you were to do tap water or any other types of things with this, then you would also see a big difference. And distilled water, over the years, we've done all different types of testing. We found the very best water that you can do is distilled water changed by the disc, and better than any other type of water, whether it be bottled or whatever it might be.
Well, so hang on a sec, because you're talking about something that I want to bridge here, which is we were into healing, or, you know, the pain, for example, what were we just talking about, people who are in pain and they use the disc. Does it depend at all, or does it have to link with how much hydration is going on in the body at the time? Does it make any difference? Like, what if you're dehydrated?
Exactly, and that's where, again, I feel that a major contributing factor to all diseases is dehydration. And people always ask, well, how much should I drink? Well, drink enough so that when you look at your urine in the toilet, it is clear. And for you, it's going to take so much water for you to keep that urine clear. For me, it's a totally different type of level. So rather than
and
saying,
why is that? Because you're more experienced?
No, it's just because our body types.
Okay.
Every individual has their own level to keep that urine clear in the toilet.
Are you an intuitive? Is that how you said, and you will need
something? Well, anybody. I mean, yours is different, though. Yours is totally different, and yours is an individual. It is totally individual from anybody else in this world.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Each person has their own level as far as to keep that urine clear. And so rather than saying, okay, you got to drink so many quarts and that type of thing, no, always the good gauge is your urine in the toilet. And just keep it clear, and you'll be okay. But once it goes darker and darker, then you know that you're dehydrated.
Interesting.
So basically, again, is...
So are wrinkles, and as we get older, are they an example?
It's very much dehydration.
So can that be reversed?
I believe it can. We've seen it over the years. That segues us to other products that we're doing also.
Yes, I want to talk about the cream you have and all the other ones, actually.
Yeah, so basically, is that when we on dehydration, though, is that it's the major contributing factor to all diseases.
Right, okay.
I don't care what disease it is, there a major contributing factor is dehydration. And so basically then is to keep our water levels at and our hydration levels at the maximum that you can do. And again, I'll repeat again, is that just look at your urine in the toilet. If it's yellow, you're dehydrated. Hmm. Now, the problem being is if you're also taking a lot of vitamins, then...
Especially B vitamins, right?
They will dehydrate you. Hmm. And so then that's where the urine comes in yellow. It's more than just the actual B vitamins, you know, turning the color. It is actually the B vitamins are causing dehydration.
Oh, wow.
So that's why if you are taking any type of vitamins orally, then you need to keep your water intake as high as you can possible. Because, again, that will be, again, causing long-term kidney and bladder problems.
Well, can't we just plop our B vitamins on a disc?
You could do that, yes. Mm-hmm. And they actually do, then you can do a smell and taste test afterwards and see the difference between the two of them. And so... again, as I said, I was a basketball player, and then 1984, I got clobbered by a dagger board of a catamaran.
Oh, wow.
And so now that's 1984. In 2004, I had all my discs, and I had all my good things, and everything was working. But right where I got hit by that dagger board on my knee, it was really giving me some problems. Hmm. And so I started doing the research on the knees and the bones and everything. And I found out that there is a substance called hyaluronic acid that sits between the cartilage and the bones.
Mm-hmm.
And when that drops out, that's really where you have a lot of problems. So I thought, okay, what I'm going to do is I got some hyaluronic acid and I put it on my knee. There's no reason to take hyaluronic acid as a supplement because your digestive system just destroys it. So, and they've actually taken where they've taken hyaluronic acid and injected it with a needle into the joints, and it does help, but as soon as the needle removes, that's it, it's over with. So the whole thing is, how can you get hyaluronic acid and keep that level up in the body? So I took a capsule of hyaluronic acid, and I put it on my knee. Okay, left it there, didn't happen. I took that same capsule, and I put it in the Trivortex treatment chamber.
Okay.
Let it sit there for 24 hours, brought it back out, put it on my knee, and within 10 minutes, I had 90% pain relief.
Wow.
And even to this day, I still don't have any pain in that area.
Wow.
And I experienced what the first thing, I was the first person to experience what is called light particle assimilation.
Hmm.
What I determined is that the treatment chamber excited the light particles of the hyaluronic acid. So when it came near to that point that it needed all of those light particles of the hyaluronic acid, it just flew right through the phosphor sheath and right into the body and boom, right into where I needed it. So in the next thought, I thought, well, what I'll do now is I took a little baggie. I put the baggie in the treatment chamber, and I also then put some hyaluronic acid in the baggie, and I just left it over my shirt in my shirt pocket. Right over my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I left it there, and then I would pull off my hyaluronic acid off my knee, and it would come back. But after I wore those for 30 days, it was actually around the 20th day, but really the best by the 30th, is then I could take the capsule off my knee, and I still had no pain. So what would happen there is that hyaluronic acid, what I consider happened, is that it built up in the electromagnetic fields of the body. Moving liquid creates an electromagnetic field. So the electromagnetic fields in the body created by all the blood circulation, it built up in those fields and flew all around and then now circulated all throughout the whole body. If the cell needed that particular type of vitamin or nutrient, mine being hyaluronic acid, it pulled it right in. And so if it didn't need it, didn't pull it in. This is what is called now light particle assimilation. So then I started adding other.
So that means the whole quality of it changes. You've altered whatever the supplement is, if you will, right?
Exactly, and you're getting light particle assimilation, and you're not needing to do it through the digestive system.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So I did not take anything. It was all strictly wearing it. So then I took and I put a whole bunch of other vitamins and nutrients into it, and I had some distributors out of Phoenix, Arizona, and they took it immediately, and they started wearing it. And the one lady was recovering from ovarian cancer, but she didn't recover because of Trivortex. It was other things she was doing. And so her doctor then had her take what's called a SpectraCell test. And they take a little bit of the vitamin and nutrient and put it in the blood, and they can measure it. And so the doctor said, you know, come in and do the test. And so and she's wearing the Tri-Vibes at the time. And didn't tell the doctor that. And so SpectraCell calls up the doctor and says, you need to pull that patient in because they are overdosing. They're taking all different types of minerals that they should not be taking, and you need to do a kidney and bladder test to make sure there's any toxicity going on. So my distributor gets pulled in by the doctor. The doctor's shaking her finger at her and says, hey, you got to stop doing all this vitamins and nutrients. And my distributor looks at her and said, but doctor, I've never taken a vitamin or nutrient ever in my entire life, but I'm
wow.
really pissed. And so then that started a whole other thing. Then we replicated that test with another person. So, and then they did the kidney and bladder test, and it was all negative. And so basically she was also then, it's what Linus Pauling said, is the body is going to pull up the vitamins and nutrients it needs during crisis. And her body was in crisis still, even being recovering from the cancer, and just pulled in all those vitamins and nutrients. Hmm. So we repeated it again and again. And then a medical doctor, we did a clinical trial on this. It's called now the Tri-Vibes. That's the name of the product. And we did a Tri-Vibes. And
what is that? Is that a necklace or a...
Yeah, it's a necklace. You can see that it's on the cover of the Tri-Vortex page,
okay.
intro video. And so we did a clinical trial where we took 20 people. We gave 10 people a placebo and we gave 10 people the real thing. And then we did a SpectraCell test before on everybody. And then 40 days later, we did another test. And again, statistically, the test was a resounding success. The group that had the real thing, their values shot up. Everybody shot up to either just below deficient or non-deficient. And the other group pretty much stayed there the same. However, there was a group, some of them, their vitamin Bs spiked.
Huh. And
not to a non-deficiency, but enough that it was statistically relevant. And we were sitting there, I was just sitting there going, what's going on? Why is this? And what I had done is I had taken white flour, and that was my placebo. But it was also still in an amulet that had been treated in the Tri-Vortex chamber.
Hmm.
And so I was, you know, we were sitting there, you know, what's going on? It's a friend of mine, a lawyer out of Texas, and I was telling him about it. He started laughing. He said, don't you realize, he said, the government mandates that all flour, no matter if it's white or whatever, has to be vitamin B enriched.
Oh.
But he said that the levels are almost like homeopathic. So he said just them even getting that statistic, giving that spike, he said that's very significant that you got even a little bit of a spike. So we've had the science behind what is now called the Tri-Vibes, and it comes in various types of ways. It comes in a disc, and it comes in triangles, and we also have it in a pouch. And so if you are already taking vitamins and minerals right now and you want to stay with your regime, but again, I ask the question, every time that there's maybe an environmental type of thing or you have some emotional states, it's already been proven that that impacts the way that your vitamins and nutrients are taken up. And so basically by wearing the Tri-Vibes, then you can fill in those days that your oral medicate or your oral vitamins and nutrients don't do. And for those persons also who do not like taking vitamins, this is like a really major gift. Mm. Is that now you can get all your vitamins and nutrients, and simply all you have to do is wear them. And I started doing this in 2006. Previous to that time, I hardly ever took any vitamins and nutrients. I didn't like doing them. I just felt that it was not correct. There's too much stress on the kidneys and bladder. And so that's why I developed this. There's two reasons why I developed it. Is because they now have this thing called Codex Alimentarius that's supposed to be coming along, and basically is going to restrict the way that we can buy vitamins and nutrients. They're going to raise the price, make them a prescription.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, so this was called Codex Alimentarius. And so this is be a counter to that, so that if they ever do come in and then take everything off the shelves and put everything into pharmaceuticals, and they put everything to a doctor's hand for prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have an alternative. We have Tri-Vibes as a counter of that.
Well, I have to be honest with you that I am really a real vitamin taker, and the reason for that is I completely dissembled many years ago, and then inch by inch I pulled what I needed and put myself together. So I'm listening to you, and it's really been successful, actually. I'm quite strong. And I was not. I'm talking to you and I'm going, you know, I wonder if I can make the leap from one way of being to the other. Maybe I'd be a good test subject. I don't know.
And that's where, again, basically is if you are doing vitamins and nutrients, I always recommend that you don't just drop off the cliff and stop right away.
Okay.
You can then also do it like a 20-30 day period and gradually come off. This is one of the things also, I gave a lecture about 6 years ago, and a lady came up to me and I was talking about the Tri-Vibes and everything. She's, well, you know, I just now got all my hormone medication from my doctor. Do you think that might work? And I said, I have no idea. And so what I did is that she sent me all of her things that she was doing for her menopause. Mm-hmm. And she had the cream, she had patches, she had vitamins, she had all the stuff. What I did is I took a little bit of everything, including just even a little bit of the patch, and I put it into a normal Tri-Vibes, then put it in the treatment chamber, and then sent it off to her. And then what she did is for the first 20 days that she was wearing it, she was still taking all of her regular things from her doctor. It was all prescribed. And then at the 20th day, she started then slowly going off of them. And by the 30th day, she was totally off. Mm. And lo and behold, she did fine. She still, this day, has not taken any types of menopause medication. She still just wears the Tri-Vibes. Other people now have done it, and at the 30th day, they've noticed that all their symptoms start coming back, so they go back to either full dosage or a partial dosage, and then instead of 30 days, they extend that out to 40 and 50 days, and it just takes the withdrawal a little bit longer for some people.
So you're saying that the effect of the Tri-Vortex is it accumulative or it's building up over time?
It takes time to build up. So mm-hmm. that's when you're doing the Tri-Vibes, it takes a time to build up that, build up in the body, the electromagnetic fields of the body.
Okay, so you also mentioned earlier that, not that much earlier, we haven't been on that long, but people were tested for toxicity here and there. How are they being tested?
Toxicity? No, we did the vitamin and nutrient test.
Yeah, how do they get tested through a lab? Or
yes, it's called SpectraCell Labs. And
okay.
Some of the test results, we don't have anything of the clinical trial up on the website, but other people of things that we have done, their test results of SpectraCell are on the website.
And how does a person like me, I'm not even normal, but anyway, how does a person like me go to SpectraCell and get tested? Is that normal?
If anybody wants to do a SpectraCell test, let us know, because we can get a discount test.
Okay.
We get a really good discount on that. And basically that would be interesting with all the vitamins and nutrients you're taking, because other people, they're taking all these vitamins and nutrients orally, and they're really short on a lot of areas. With ours is that with SpectraCell, what they recommend is that once you start a vitamin regime via any type of oral,
mm-hmm.
it usually takes 6 months to build up in the body. It takes that long to really truly get to the level where you are high. And here we were doing ours in 40 days. They were very impressed.
Well, that's pretty good. Yeah. Well, we won't talk much about me, except that I'm the kind of person, and I think you already know this, that would like to start off, measure, see how it goes, and, you know, learn.
But anybody else, you or yourself, if you would like to do it, we can get a discount test.
Okay.
And so you can do a before and afterwards, mm-hmm. and we're glad to work with you.
And then we can talk about it on the radio, right?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I'm really excited because it's not a thing I thought I could get off, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I'm now transgressing to another area of Tri-Vortex, is that I was bitten by a brown recluse spider. And
Are you a Spider-Man?
Not yet. I should be. But that was my first bite. So my first bite went on my elbow and swollen up my arm. I had a hematoma on my left side from my wrist all the way up to my armpit. I was in like a fourth or fifth day. The thing was totally swollen up. And I used a new protocol. I used silver hydrazole gel, silver hydrazole liquid, and then I put some ozonated oil on top of it, and I wrapped it in a cellophane.
Are these all your products?
They were a combination of other products. They were some others, some not. Mm-hmm. And so, but the key thing was the protocol. And the but the, at that time, the ozonated oil was not something I was producing. And so I put the wrap around. I wrapped it in cellophane, and within 4 hours, the bite was basically almost gone.
Wow.
And so that got me then to what's going on with ozone oils. And then now we got into the ozone oils. And for those persons who know about how ozone works, is that basically you have an ozone generator, and then you have an oxygen concentrator that pushes the gas through the through the ozone generator, and then pushes the oil, that into the oil.
Okay.
And the oil boils in the bubbles in the oil. An olive oil would turn from that yellow color or green to a crystal clear color.
Wow.
It's a what happens is it causes a chemical reaction. The chemical reaction then causes some new chemical bonds.
Hmm.
Those new chemical bonds, though, were very, very special. Everybody else in the world plugs their ozone generators into the wall.
Right.
I'm the only person in the world right now that plugs my ozone generators into a computer and an amplifier. That's what powers mine. So there are very special frequencies that run the ozone generator.
And so you selected frequencies that you're emanating? Okay.
And so basically then the ozone that comes out of there is totally different. The ozone oil is totally different. And if you go up on the Trivortex website, you'll be able to see pictures. This is not just a, you know, airy-fairy claim. It's actually science.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we have proven that we're the only substance right now that can reverse skin damage caused by the sun.
I know you've got some wonderful pictures here in one of your little handouts that shows pictures of people's faces. Yeah,
right, exactly. So, and there's more of that up on the Trivortex website.
Great, I'll be looking.
So, and again, but it's not only just for facials. It can be used for anything from bee stings to sore backs to it sounds like snake oil, but it's not. It's really truly a different type of oil. And so again, when they say ozone oil, ozone creates the chemical reactions that creates the new chemical bonds. There really is no ozone in ozone oil.
Mm.
Ozone is used to transform the oil, and then it's gone. It's out. There's no more ozone there.
It's like with the hyaluronic acid, you make it direct as a light instead of a supplement, right? Is it similar to that? You're changing its whole chemistry.
You're changing everything.
Yeah.
So, and then now it's how you change it. So when you use a wall plug, you're changing it in a very chaotic type of manner.
Okay.
We change it in a very, very precise type of manner and makes a far superior type of product.
And what kind of frequencies? Like what is it sound? Is it music or just?
It's electromagnetic frequencies. So these electromagnetic frequencies then go through an amplifier. The amplifier goes to the ozone generator, and then that powers the Tesla coil that's inside.
Wow.
So it's very, they're very, very different. And so it's,
so you're right outside of the realm of normal chemical stuff, actually.
Yeah, we're right now, we're doing so many things that it's pioneering edge type of thing. But again, go up on the website, look at the transformed plant oils. That's what I call them now, TPOs.
Okay.
And also all the products of Trivortex technology are protected by what is called a MNHA. And they are a tribe that is out of Missouri. They created a treaty with the United Nations, and you can be spiritually adopted by them. And then any products that you have, then you are then it becomes protected. And they've already been taken to court numerous times, and they're protected. If you are any type of practitioner out there, and you feel that you know you want to have any type of protection, check out the website on there. You pronounce it a MNHA, but it's N-E-M-E-N-H-A-H.
Okay.
So it starts with an N, but you actually pronounce it with an A. So it's a MNHA, and check that out if you're any type of practitioner, because you can be spiritually adopted, and then do some of the you know follow the ways of the MNHA, and then basically you and anything product that you have or service you have is protected. And it really, truly is protected.
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
so. Can I throw in one more thing? What about teeth?
Basically is I had a tooth infection up in my front tooth, and I had a I have the veneers on the front, so it did a little bit of a cavity under, or not a cavity, but a tooth infection. And so I went to the doctor, and he said, "Oh, you got to have a root canal." Well, that's their, you know, that's their answer to
life.
Yeah, to root canals. So I thought, well, you know, rather than spending it, it had to be a special one. It was like a $3,000 root canal.
Right.
So I just started rubbing the oil on the area. I also used some MMS. I did a little bit of everything, and I was walking in the grocery store. I felt this major thing coming through my nasal, and I blew it out, literally, and it was this black type of substance. And it was like I didn't have a cold or anything, but I just all of a sudden, and then basically my tooth, after I did that, was totally fine. I didn't have any more pain. That was over a year and a half ago. So, yes, one of the routines that I do, at my last thing that I do, is I brush my teeth with the ozone oil.
Wow. Well, this is great news. I mean, this is a very exciting product you've got going here.
Yeah, so there's so many applications. And again, everything about Trivortex also is all about experimenting. So if you're a big experimenter, like the guy with the welding thing, so they may come up with something with the oils or with the Tri-Vibes that I may not think of. Another person had their tooth pulled. And they put the Tri-Vibes on before the tooth was pulled and then afterwards, and had no pain, didn't do any medications, didn't do the Vicodin, didn't do anything, just strictly kept the Tri-Vibes on the area.
Wow.
So it just, you know, it goes on and on of the various things that can be done.
And you have a treated ionic toothbrush.
Yes. So basically it's also been put into the Tri-Vortex chamber. And so, and I've already proven this to myself over the 3 or 4 years that I've been selling that product. And I religiously go in for my teeth cleaning. And each time I do, the gal that cleans the teeth, she then, they all make, or he make comments of that how clean my teeth are.
Wow.
So what basically Ionic does is that it's got actually a battery inside of it, and when you wet your finger on top of the connection, it literally then, by that magnetic type of thing, it pulls the tartar off your teeth.
Wow.
And so now you have a combination, though. It's also been put in the Trivortex chamber, so as you're doing that motion, you're also creating a Trivortex field and also doing pulling off the tartar off your teeth. So a really, really good product. It's one of the most underrated things I got out there, and I really truly feel that that's one of the better products out there.
You've got a lot of products here. Hey, there's something that I'm seeing on this list right now that I didn't expect to see, which is stem cell stimulator. Stem cells are a big topic these days.
Yeah, that's where basically is that what we do is we stimulate the cells, especially because the stem cells are created in the bone marrow.
Okay.
So, and one of the longest bones of the body is the tibia. So we take a positive charge from the computer and put it into the stem cell. And so that's coming off the positive pole of the amplifier. We then take the negative pole and put it at the target area, whether it be a cancer or it be sciatica or whatever it might be. So we bring...
Macular degeneration?
Yeah. So it doesn't matter what it is. We can bring it to the area.
Okay.
And then we flood the area with the stem cells. And then now the whole thing about stem cells, there's two things about stem cells. Number one, you got to create them. And number two is that their DNA is turned off. That it's it's almost like a real metaphysical type of thing that these stem cells flow around. And then they turn themselves on in the right type of manner to match that organ or part or whatever it needs to be, the stem cell is needed. And so that's the thing that we do next then is to assist those stem cells to turn on. So we come up with another frequency generator to help that do that.
Well, you must be experimenting all the time, because I get really excited. That's my nature. I get really excited going, oh.
Well, there's lots of videos up there. With individuals who have experienced the stem cell stimulator, and they just tell their own stories At the end of the, at the bottom of the page of the stem cell page, there's one final video, and that's what it was taken at Hippocrates Health Institute. I'm no longer with them, but that was where the foundation was. That's where I started it. Mm-hmm. And there's been many, many improvements since then, but it also gives a real basic information about how the stem cell works is in that video. But there's also lots and lots of lots of testimonials. We have a lot of video testimonials.
So you've been adopted, so you're going to be protected as you push the envelope.
Yeah. So the stem cell is now also an Amenhal sacred sacrament. The tri-vibes are the disc, so and the oils are all protected by the Amenhal.
Wonderful. Well, I think we're pretty much done here, as much as I hate to release you, but you and I are going to be talking soon, okay?
Sounds very, very good. Appreciate it very, very much.
I do too. I'm very, very pleased with what the work you're bringing into the world. What a great gift you're bringing to everyone. Tri-Vortex Technology, everyone. Look up his website. Tri-Vortex isn't even hard to spell, is it?
No.
So thank you, Brian David Anderson, and I really, really enjoyed our talk.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Good day.
All right. Bye-bye.